East San Francisco Bay Area. This is Grace and Truth with Dave Chu.
Hey guys, welcome to the Grace and Truth podcast. This is a ministry of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope you guys are doing well. Here's a question. Are all people struggling with Asperger's insane, or is that a fallacy? This message was originally broadcasted on Facebook Live on June 2nd, 2017. Let's take a listen.
I wanted to talk about a question that is commonly considered a misconception, because I speak from experience on this one. Years ago, I had a circumstance in my life where before I learned that being fixated could only cause problems when it came to before I got saved. Now, technically, when I first became a Christian, I was very prideful, and I was affiliated at that time with the Baptist Church. I had mentioned in my story that I met someone from high school. Now, apparently during that time, as I mentioned in my story, she had gone through a very painful breakup with her boyfriend, and it led me to show sympathy for her and want to get to know her better. However, despite looks, we had different beliefs. At that time, I was a Baptist and she was not. What you probably did not know is that during that time that I knew her, she was actually affiliated with the Greek Orthodox Church. Now, unfortunately, we had a bit of a falling out, and that friendship has since dissolved since 2011. One of the things that her and her friends and her family seem to have failed to understand is that not everyone with Asperger's is considered insane. Now, at that time, I didn't know how to take rejection well. I now do, and God gave me a series of second chances, and one of the second chances He gave me was to learn how to accept rejection. So, reflecting on that, especially now that God has done incredible work in my life through Celebrate Recovery, I wanted to talk a little bit about a common misconception. And that question is, are people who struggle with Asperger's insane? And my argument is no. Asperger's is not the same as insanity at all. To clarify what Asperger's is, even if we have a great intelligence, we have trouble socializing at times. There are times where I will have trouble getting along with people, but let me encourage you with this. Even with my struggle with Asperger's, it doesn't define who I am. My identity in Christ is what defines who I am. I'm not affiliated with any denomination, and even if I were, it doesn't define my relationship with the Lord. My identity in Christ, my relationship with the Lord is what defines who I am. Asperger's is just something I struggle with. Interdenominational church ministry is just something that I'm involved in. Ministry to parents of children with Asperger's is just something I'm involved in. I'm going to give you two examples that basically prove, based on my argument, that people with Asperger's are not insane. And I'm sure those of you who are watching, especially those of you who have known me for a long time but haven't seen what I've been up to lately, but that's of course if you knew me before I went through Celebrate Recovery. I know there are some of you guys who probably don't even like me, especially since of my past, especially. I am not proud of what I've done in the past, but the beauty of what my relationship with Christ is this. My past doesn't define who I am. My identity in Christ, where I am today, and where God is going to be doing in my life in the future is what's of more importance to me. Now, I'm going to give you two examples that basically show from my argument that Aspies are not insane. One example, of course, you've probably heard of her. Her name is Temple Grandin. Temple Grandin is, according to Wikipedia, an American professor of animal science. And she's also a consultant to the livestock industry on animal behavior. I've actually watched a movie based on her early years of her life and how she became very, very successful. She has as autism just like me. Now, her views on God are different than mine. But let's talk a little bit about what she's done that has been incredible. One of the things he's done was basically she invented something called the hug box. Well, basically, it's called the hug box. And it was actually based on, I don't know if it was based on, but it had some connection with how livestock were treated back then. And she basically found ways to make it more humane. And that's not insanity. At first it was rejected a bit, but eventually it actually helped a lot. I could imagine that there would be a lot of healthy grocery stores that would actually accept livestock industry that uses that technique when it comes to making hamburgers. But in any event, she has become a very, very successful professor and very, very successful activist. And it's incredible to see how one hug box invention that would help people who struggle with autism could also be very helpful for those who are basically cows, in a sense. And so I'm talking about actual animals. Temple Grandin has been very successful, and it's been great to see that. So that's my argument when it comes to the secular sense. Now I want to switch it over to the more biblical sense. You know, in the Bible, even though he didn't struggle with Asperger's, Jesus was actually at one point called insane or a lunatic by the Pharisees. And you know, they obviously did not accept who he was. And the Pharisees, you have to remember who they were. They were these religious people who thought they had it all together, thinking, yes, I'm better than those guys. Like the guys on the streets, guys who were ill and whatnot, and especially those who struggled with leprosy. At that time, there were no vaccines or medicines for leprosy during that time. And Jesus is telling everybody, those guys, they're not righteous enough to get to heaven. And that really probably bombarded not only their eyes, but also everybody else's eyes. And when he claimed to be God, and I do accept Christ as my Savior, mind you, they were really upset. The Pharisees were angry. And they even called him a lunatic. They accused him of blasphemy. They accused him of everything. But he really, really continued to teach. He continued to allow his Father to work through him. And then he died on a cross for us, something that no dead sheep or any other type of animal could ever do for us. He died on a cross. His blood spilled all over and basically wiped away all of our sins. See, religion always says do, 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 do. Jesus is done. I love this quote from C.S. Lewis. I wanted to read that for you guys. It's from his book, Mere Christianity. I've actually been listening to that book lately on audiobook. And when I first listened to it, now at first I never actually imagined myself ever reading or listening to ever any of C.S. Lewis's writings, with the exception of the Chronicles of Narnia. But little did I know, when I first started listening and reading to Mere Christianity, I never knew I could relate to Jack, as his friends called him, until now. And his friends called him Jack. His real name was Clive Staples Lewis. Here's what he says in pages 55 and 56 of Mere Christianity. I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing about a thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level which the man who he says is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit it at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense. about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Continuing on, now it seems to me obvious that he was neither a lunatic nor a fiend, and consequently, however strange or terrifying or unlikely it may seem, I have to accept the view that he was and is God. Wow. Hashtag solid truth. Now, so that's my argument. Aspies are not insane. And if people ever try to say that I am insane, especially for getting fixated, you know something? Aspies are not insane. And yes, I am fixated, but I am fixated on my Adonai for what he has done for me. He has turned hurts into healing into my life. And that's not even close to fixation. That's worship. And what a blessing that is.
Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com. Or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you are encouraged by it and learn something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!